I think it's very compelling, purely from the human aspect. And in the case of what we are looking for here, I think we have a multifaceted approach in that there is no way the council can do anything other than to vary this plan. There is an absolute legal requirement there that they take this ONA catchment out from consideration because of the Freshwater Pearl Mussel Regulations 2009. They also have got to consider the other aspects, peat stability, impact on community tourism, etc.
But if all of those things were to be taken into consideration to the letter of the law, would there be any space in the county for a wind turbine?
Most definitely, yeah. Like, that's sometimes a common misperception. The county certainly has a very rich and diverse heritage, and you have to avoid that. You have to take the balance on it. But certainly there's no imperative here as to why you have to develop in sensitive areas as opposed to areas which would be less sensitive. But definitely there would be plenty of land areas open for consideration for wind energy once you address those concerns.
This was put out to public consultation before. There were many, many submissions, which many feel were disregarded. So what is there to indicate that any variations to this plan would actually be made now?
Well, I think possibly when this went out to public consultation previously, the arguments weren't properly made to the council, and there wasn't a full appreciation of what actually they were required to do or should do here. And we are hopefully giving them that opportunity to correct that now and correct it soon.